Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Let that sea and surf settle them, and it is gnarly. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got September 10th and 11th. We have a really jammed show. It's going to be this way right through a Christmas holiday, man. A lot of stuff going on, fishing, hunting, buddy. Everything is happening this time of year. Just a reminder, the Cumberland County Bassmasters will be hosting an Open Buddy tournament next Saturday, 17th, on the Salem Canal. Fishing hours are 7 to 3. Go to sjbca.org for more information. That's the South Jersey Bass Club Association. For some more information on that, that Salem Canal really came on years ago. It was more about numbers. Now it is a quality fishery. Just a reminder from the Division of Fish and Wildlife, they're accepting registrations through October 15th for the youth pheasant hunt that's going to be held November 5th on 10 wildlife management areas around the state. The division puts out hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of ringnecks for this hunt. It's going to be a great time. No walk-ins allowed. You have to pre-register. I think the hunt goes until noon or something like that. They have guides. They have bird dogs. Now, the kids that don't get a chance to register will still be able to hunt the afternoon of November 5th and also the week of November 7th through 11th. That's all the kids can hunt if they're properly licensed on those 10 wildlife management areas stocked with birds. There are always pheasants left over. Okay, it's that time of year. Start to think about winterization of your boat. Think about dry storage. Think about getting this stuff done. So next April, late April, early May, boom, you are on the water. It all happens at Holtz Boat Works, 1301 County Highway 631. That's Tuckahoe Road there in Marmora. Shout out to owner John Wenkos and GM Buzz Busby. They get it done. Again, all your winterization, dry storage, shrink wrap, everything. It all happens at Holtz. Holtz makes it happen. Get down there. Get that boat. Okay, you know, and again, don't wait too long to reserve that dry storage space. Hey, just a quick reminder, too. Last week, we had Scott Spencer from Batteries and Bulbs right here next door to this to the Rack and Fin Radio Studio, 900 Tilton Road, Suite 3 in Northfield. We had the thing we discussed, besides all the power, this stuff called Skeeter. I brought in the Skeeter Hawk, repellent mosquito wristband, all natural. Man, does it work. Trust me on that one. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Any trade, any trade, any trade. Bring any trade to Matt Flat Nissan, and AJ the Trade Man will give you more for your trade so you can drive away with peace of mind with Matt Flat Nissan's exclusive 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt Flat Nissan.
So cash in your vehicle now before it's too late and drive home in a new Nissan today. Because if you have a job clearing $350 per week, you can be approved today with zero down, zero payments for 90 days and 1.9% financing. Stuck in a loan or lease? Matt Blatt Nissan will get you released. Just because you don't see your new Nissan on the lot doesn't mean you can't drive it home tomorrow. MattBlattNissan.com. Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle. Interest accrues from date of sale. Not all will qualify. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlattNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 10-6-22. It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that paper mache volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each. And Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 9-10, in-store only, limit 30.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Merida's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work head first.
That's awesome, but now we're shorthanded.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And again, a happy new year to all. You know, in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when the season opens, indeed calls for a new year celebration. Today through September 30th, it's the early bow season in select DMZs around the state. We're looking at DMZs 5, 7 through 15, 17, 19, 25, 36, 41, 42, 48, 49, 50, and 51. Now, in first deer taken must be antlerless except for youth hunters. And remember, DMZ 9 and 13 have antler point restrictions. The general bow season statewide opens up in a few weeks, October 1st, and runs through the 28th. Speaking of October 1st, there was an outstanding program. It's in the process of being formulated. It should come off no problem. It's the Wheelin' Sportsman conjunction with UBNJ, Garden State Archers, and Central Jersey Limb Hangers, a mentored hunt for disabled hunters. Numbers are limited. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be you meet up at the Garden State Archery Club, 110 Larison Road up there in Wrightstown. It's an afternoon hunt with lunch included. Join us online right now. Good friend of Rack of Men Radio. When we can get him, it's a miracle. He's always out in the woods. It's Johnny Erndl, president of the United Bow Hunters of New Jersey. Hey, Mr. President, let's talk about this great event coming up. It's going to be a few weeks, but, man, I am fired on all cylinders for this one.
You sounded, Tom. How are you today?
It's that time of year, Erndl.
It's a great time of year to be a bow hunter and being in the woods.
Yeah, John, listen, now, I tell you, we had had Carol Stanko on. She's the Bureau of Wildlife Management Chief. We all know Carol and love Carol. Last year's total, 36,787, was way down. You know, EHD, as she described, perfect storm of factors. The bow take, though, was 10,867. That's pretty good. So there's great opportunities early on. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And this year it seems like the deer have rebounded back from the EHD a bit. There's really no acorns in the woods because of how dry the summer has been. And I see deer out all over the place. So I think it's going to be a banner year.
Well, John, let's get into this event, October 1st, the Mentor Deer Hunt. How long have you guys been doing this? What brought it together? Go.
Well, this will be our fourth year doing it.
Wow.
We do it for the disabled, we do women's, and we do youth. We formed a partnership between UBNJ, Garden State Archers, and Central Jersey Limb Hangers, and we just wanted to get people back into the woods, you know,
right,
and get new people into the woods. So we started, the first year we started was with the Wheeling Sportsmen. We took about six people out. Were successful. It was a great day, and we just love giving back. We love doing it. You know, the state is very helpful to us. They provide the track chairs if we have someone that cannot walk into the woods.
Nice.
Or the track chairs and get them in there. You know, we get the blinds going early. We have them, you know, set up. Deer coming in. We try to provide them a successful hunt and just a great experience being back in the outdoors.
I understand it's open to hunters with any disability ages 10 plus, correct?
That is correct.
Now, applying for this, is there an application due date? What's the deal if people want to get involved?
Go on either our Facebook page, United Bow Hunters, go on Central Jersey Limb Hangers Facebook page. You can reach out to the numbers on there. It will get an application, and if for some reason at the last minute someone decides and we're not full, you know, we'll get them in there.
That's outstanding. Well, John, I understand, too, you're providing field dressing and storage for successful hunters. That's cool.
Yes, we have, you know, the mentors are experienced mentors that are taking people out.
Mm-hmm.
At Garden State Archers, we have a cooler that we plug in and get it nice and cold so that you know, whoever is successful to harvest, we can store the deer there overnight, and then we'll take it to the butcher they're choosing or whatever they want to do with the animal after that. But, yeah, we have contingencies for, you know, it possibly being warm still October 1st.
Sure. Well, John, I'll tell you, it's one thing, too. The early season, the opportunities abound, and I mean, you'll see deer early on that you're not going to see a couple of weeks in, you know, after they've been pressured a bit. So the chances of success are huge.
Absolutely. We were running probably 75 to 80% success ratio up until EHD hit last year. It took us down a little bit, but, you know, we've got some experienced guys. We have some farmers that provide us some phenomenal spots.
That's great.
You know, like I said, it's providing the experience for them, but we do want them to be successful. And then even after, you know, they attend, the mentors stick with them throughout the season. If they want to go out again, we take them out again. You know, it's not just a one and done deal. Last year, I took a woman out, and she got her deer in the end of January.
Wow! Oh man, that's outstanding. Okay, John. Well, John, we're up against a hard break now. We have a couple of minutes left, and it's always a worry in the back of my mind. It's omnipresent. The push by the antis to eventually outlaw hunting in New Jersey. You know, they're successful with the bears, with the clown and the state house there in Trenton under the Gold Dome. And it seems like a constant push incrementally. I don't care if it takes 500 years, John. They eventually want to outlaw hunting, and deer are in their sights, pun intended. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the way they do it. Their game plan, we know their game plan, is they chip away. They take little by little away. With these discharge ordinances, they start at the ground level in these towns with no discharge ordinances, and then just take little things away, kind of like the legislation that's sitting on the assemblywoman's desk. You know, it's discouraging if you got to get permission from your neighbors to hunt your property. And eventually people stop buying licenses, which license sales are down. And, you know, people don't belong to their state organizations anymore. Our membership is down. The federations is down. You know, that's why we have this partnership form, because, you know, our manpower pulled together is stronger than standing alone.
And John, this is what I don't understand. Not spending other people's money, but ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand what's going on here. And for the what comes to less than pennies a day to join the UBNJ, join New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, join a Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, to preserve your right to hunt, because the onslaught against it is endless, as John just said. And now, John, our checks were in, so we're all fired up for that. So, listeners, go to UBNJ website, UBNJ.org. Get involved. Democracy is not a spectator sport. John, you mentioned how some people don't bother to buy a license anymore. I had one guy tell me, as is back in July, we were talking fluke fishing or, you know, tuna fishing, whatever. As you're going to hunt this year, he said, nah. Lost some ground. I don't know. Plus, it's a pain in the ass. You know, you never know. They're going to probably outlaw it one day anyway. And I looked at the guy. We're in a little tackle shop up there near Weartown, and he was dead serious about that. I shrugged his shoulders. I'm not gonna hunt. So there goes a bow hunter. There goes a gun hunter. Used to hunt pheasants over there at Collier's Mills in Assunpink. He's out of the game.
It is, and it's bad because. You know, every person we lose that doesn't buy a license, every person that doesn't belong to a state organization that helps us fight this stuff. And you know yourself, politicians go by numbers when they want to know how big's your membership, and they're formulating votes in their heads. You know, the more members you have, the more power you have. I know back in the 80s when they tried banning the use of broadheads, our membership climbed to like 5,000 people.
Right. I remember that clearly. That was a crazy time. Listeners, again, there's going to be a mentor deer hunt Saturday, October 1st. The Central Jersey Limb Hangers, United Boners in New Jersey, John Erdl, the president, is on the line with us right now, and Garden State Archers. It's going to be a super event. Okay, go to UBNJ.org. Applications are due September 17th. Open to hunters with any disability, ages 10 plus. The meetup location is Garden State Archery Club, 110 Larison Road in Wrightstown. This is going to be an afternoon hunt with lunch and dinner provided. And the limb hangers will provide field dressing and storage for the deer in a walk-in cooler. You cannot get any better than that. And as John said, the farmers have, certain farmers have included some great spots. It's going to be a great hunt. John, thanks for all you do to UBNJ and everyone involved. Great job there, bud.
Thanks. We got to keep up the good fight, Tom. We're all in this together.
I just hope that you get out to hunt once or twice this fall, man. He seems like you're all over the place.
Trust me, I slip out when I can.
Okay, John, you take care, man. Have a good season.
You too. Thanks, bud.
See you. Again, go to UBNJ.org. Check it out. Wheeling Sports, I remember that organization. I was with it years and years ago. But again, for disabled hunters, there's a chance to get out in the woods. As he said, the state will provide track chairs if they're unable to walk. It's going to be a great event. Again, applications due September 17th. I tell you, October 1st is going to be here before you know it. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rackin' Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone. Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Look, folks, I got to be honest with you. Everything's up. Food prices, gas prices, pencil prices. I love pencils.
Everything is not up. You're forgetting about Springfield. Springfield Mitsubishi in Atlantic City.
You mean they're not jacking up prices, Jack, like everywhere else?
Correct. And every vehicle is still one dime down.
One dime? You gotta be kidding me. That reminds me when I was a kid, my dad said, Joey, here's a dime. Go buy a house. But what about credit for millions of Americans?
Go to Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City. If you bring home $350 a week, you can get up to $25,000 in credit.
25 grand with only one dime down.
Get new Outlanders with third row seating in stock now.
Look, here's a deal. Just get down to Springfield, man.
Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City.
In Pleasantville, they service all makes and models. SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
My first annual salary was a dime. That's the real deal.
New 22 Mirage, 18.4, dime down, 269 a month for 72 months at 3% APR plus tax title to qualify buyers.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Is sports betting about to become way more fun? You bet. Because the Bet Parks app has a brand new sports book. Live bets and parlays? You bet. Instant deposits and incredible app experience? You bet. Plus, your first bet is risk-free up to $750. So, are you already a winner just for signing up on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app? You bet. Bet Parks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Pennsylvania and New Jersey only.
This is Parks.
This is how you roll. This is how it goes. This is how you pop. This is how you rock. Take a chance, do a dance, little romance. This is how you.
This is how you win.
This is how you excite. This is how you all night. 360, hit me. Now we're going all in. I can feel it calling. The crowd, the light, the night, the sights, the vibe is right.
Parks, Pennsylvania's number one casino experience. This is how you win.
Must be 21. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to What If. The show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what-ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what-ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone, hypothetically?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
These days, my budget could really use a boost, which is why I love shopping at Kohl's. With the epic deals going on right now, I got myself some cute tees for under $7 each. Oh, and all my fall home decor, 40% off. Not to mention, everyone in my family got boots for under $40 each. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yep, just a few hacks to work around inflation. Select styles. Offers end September 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Stock market traders, is inflation hurting you? Have you adjusted your trading strategies to account for it? Vantage Point can help you beat inflation with patented artificial intelligence. Text MONEY to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's AI can give you a massive edge and help you get ahead of inflation. Text MONEY to 813-813 and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Summer is over.
But you did a lot.
You saw people you haven't seen in a while.
You went places you haven't been in a while.
And you accumulated new and different junk.
You came home.
You got unpacked.
And you said,
where are we going to put all this?
Relax. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Don't waste the precious hours of your day wrestling with junk.
Leave it to the professionals
at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We get there quickly, and we don't stay long.
All that junk will be gone like magic.
And you'll have your house back again.
You're going to love how easy it is.
All you have to do is point.
No lifting.
No carrying.
No banging and bumping into walls.
Just a beautiful, wide-open space full of happiness and sunlight.
You'll have room to roam.
And space to breathe again.
You've never felt so free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Learn about driving an electric vehicle during Atlantic County Utility Authority's National Drive Electric Week events. Join the free virtual Lunch and Learn webinar with industry experts on Tuesday, September 27th at noon. Then come to the ACUA in Egg Harbor Township for an in-person electric vehicle showcase on Wednesday, September 28th from 4 to 6. Check out a variety of vehicles and learn more from EV owners. Both events are free and open to everyone. Electric vehicles are fun to drive and less expensive to fuel and maintain than gasoline vehicles. EVs are better for the environment and they reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Charging stations are expanding all over, and you can even have one installed at home. Learn more about the future of transportation, along with the incentives and resources available right here in New Jersey. So whether you drive an electric vehicle now or want to learn more about owning one, don't miss the ACUA's Drive Electric events on September 27th and 28th. For more information and to register, visit acua.com/driveelectric.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. That was Johnny Arnold, United Bow Hunters of New Jersey. We're talking about some great events. This time of year, man, it is crazy. You have the decoy, gutting a decoy show coming up, whatever. Keeping it to the hunting vein here. Waterfowl, let's talk. The September goose season is still going on. Man, these geese, these September geese, man, people are like, they're easy. No, some of these residents, man, they have PhDs. Hey, October 15th, North Zone duck season opens the 22nd of October. South Zone, November 10th for the Coastal Zone. Hey, got something from Delta Waterfowl. Just like, again, talking ducks here. Their Eastern Survey area, let's see what we're looking at. And breeding grounds, Atlantic Fly. Mallards are up 15%. Black ducks climbed 9%. Not bad. And green-winged teal numbers rose 7%. These are all from 2019. Ringnecks were down. Boo. I love my ringnecks, man. They are so cool. You see, especially in the spring when they're migrating north, they should be called ring-billed ducks, not ringneck ducks. Golden eyes increased 23%. Whistlers, that was our mainstay up in Aroostook County in Maine. The Whistlers, man, hey, I looked up. They're all right in the oven if you cook them right. And mergansers, the fish eaters, they were up 13%. Hey, speaking of waterfowl, don't forget the, Division of Fish and Wildlife, they started this program. It is absolutely super. The, managed waterfowl hunting opportunities at the Tuckahoe, as they say in there, Tuckahoe Wildlife Management Area, is now open. Interested hunters may submit a lottery application through September 23rd to be eligible for a selection of one of six blinds located on the three impoundments. Okay, that's right there along the Tuckahoe River. Tremendous waterfowling hunting opportunities down there. It used to get so crowded that they did a lot of habitat work there. It should be a great hunt to apply. You have until September 23rd. Hey, a super event tomorrow involving wood ducks, or I should say wood duck box construction. There's a big workshop going to be going on over there in Estelle Manor, 236 Gibson Creek Road in Estelle Manor. Joining us on line right now is Jamie Lloyd. He is, let's see, the co-VP, the southern part of the state for the New Jersey Waterfowlers. He and a bunch of guys are running this shop, Wood Duck Box Construction. Their goal is to get 100. They already had one workshop, and they're pun intended, they're gunning for more. Jamie, thanks for joining us today. How you doing, brother?
Tom, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're always welcome. Listen, a little ligature to this, people, a little ligature to this. I've had the opportunity, me and a lovely D. Marie, to hunt with Jamie Lloyd, his son Cheyenne, the dogs there, down there in Atlanta County Game Reserve. And Jamie knows, yes, I am the ultimate when it comes to arranging for the coffee and the donuts. Right, Jamie? Is that right, huh?
You do it well.
Well, Jamie, let's get into this program here. You have some people signed up. There's room for more. It's going to be tomorrow. Wood Duck Box, Nesting Box Workshop. It's going to run from 8:30 to, I guess, 12:30, breakfast and lunch included. Go into it, please. It sounds like a great time.
Yeah, so it's a good event. The Southern chapter got started early part of this year, and it's really taken off. We got good membership, good support, and we're doing some good events. We had a workshop back in early April. We constructed 54 wood duck boxes. We had a good lunch, and the area that we're trying to put them out on is mainly in South Jersey, Tuckahoe River, Egg Harbor River.
Bingo.
Gibson's Creek, a couple of tributaries to the Maurice River.
Nice.
So our goal is to put 100 boxes up every year and possibly even more. And we got 54 we constructed in the first workshop. Our next workshop is tomorrow. That's September 11th. Coffee and donuts, 8:30 to 9. I'm sorry, it's this coming Sunday, September 11th.
Yeah.
The coffee and donuts, 8:30 to 9, and then we start right into the building of the boxes. Ken Barnett, he kind of leads the workshop. He's been doing, him and the waterfowlers have been putting boxes up in South and North Jersey for a number of years. They got several hundred boxes out.
Wow.
And, Ken does us a big favor. He has all the kits all cut up and bundled up. So all we have to do is screw them together, add some hardware. We have the post and stainless steel shields for it. Jimmy Sykes, he's Sykes Roofing. He was doing that for many years, and he's in charge of putting all the cylinders out, and then we construct them, put them on. So it's a varmint guard to stop anything from going up the post and getting into the nesting boxes.
That's
so
right.
We're going to be doing that tomorrow. And I'm sorry, again, Sunday. I lost the day with the weather. Sunday starts here at my workshop on Gibson's Creek Land Road. That's the entrance going in Tuckahoe Wildlife Refuge on the Gibson's Creek end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be constructing them, and then we'll be getting committees that'll be going out on the rivers and creeks and ponds and putting them up. We want to have them all up by probably the end of February, early part of March, and then. It's a good program. We can get in a few years. We get several hundred boxes up. I mean, it's definitely going to help the wood duck population. And we've also talking to a guy yesterday that has some boxes up, and he's had hooded mergansers nest in them.
Oh, they are so cool. Yeah, because they're tree nesters as well. The little hoodies. They are cool. They a little black and white. They so beautiful in their simplicity. Just that black and white pattern. Well, Jamie, listen, this is a prime example of giving something back. Now, Jamie, there's no charge for this, correct?
Nope. You can just come out. We have got my smoker going. We have steaks and chicken.
Ho, 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 right there, Lloyd.
any event that I'm a part of, we eat well, so.
Hey, Jamie, avail to the listeners. Don't I shuffle through those weeds pretty good for at least half an hour?
You do well, but I think that Denise does even better.
Okay, listen, here's the schedule. 8:39 a.m., coffee and donuts, 9 to 11:30 a.m., the workshop. Again, Katie Barnett did a great job having these things here. They're so packaged, even just screw them together. Whatever. You know, I think even I can do it. And then from 11:30 to 12:30 is lunch. It's going to be a great event. Jamie, is there a number to again? You're giving something back. Give me a number, Jamie.
So what you can do is you can go on our Facebook page. There's two. There's New Jersey Waterfowlers, and then there's New Jersey Waterfowlers Southern Chapter. So go on the Southern Chapter. It has everything about the program. You can see pictures from the last one that we did, and then it's got all the info. It's got my number, got the address if anybody wants to come out. Give me a call for a headcount, and it's going to be a great event. I know we'll probably have – right now we got about 32 or 35 signed up that will be here. It'll probably hit 40, 45.
That's amazing. Given something back to the resource. Jamie, your years out there, how do you notice the woody population?
I'm sorry?
How's the woody population out that way?
It was better several years back. Mm-hmm. Went down a little bit. But, you know, I definitely think this, you know, like I said, the waterfowlers have been putting boxes up for years. We're really upgrading the whole program and getting a lot, especially in this area. There's a good population here, South River, the Egg Harbor, north part of the Egg Harbor River. We probably have this area down here, just Estill Manor, Tuckahoe area, Mays Landing area, is probably some of the best wood duck hunting in the state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And there's plenty of birds. Well, listen, get involved tomorrow. It's going to be a fun time. And you're giving something back. Jamie, you take care. Nice talking to you again. Hope to see you maybe tomorrow.
Okay. If you do, that'd be great. And if not, give us a call. No, not tomorrow. It's Sunday. I keep messing you up on
Sunday,
that.
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday. And we'll get some hunting in together, too, this fall.
Oh, that'll be great. I may be arriving probably around that lunchtime, so we'll see.
Well, that's what we have scheduled for. So. That would be great. Come out and see us, and it's a good event, and the guys would love seeing you.
Jamie, you take care, brother. Be good. See ya.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
New Jersey Waterfowlers Southern Chapter giving something back. The boxes are all they're set to go in kits. Put them together. Get involved. Grab that cup. Grab that red. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Laura Cantor. King Charles III honoring his mother, Queen Elizabeth, in his first public address since her death.
We owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example.
King Charles III formally proclaimed monarch today in a televised ceremony. Former President Trump's legal team and the Justice Department presenting their choices for a special master to review documents taken during the FBI's Mar-a-Lago search last month.
The FBI seized more than 11,000 documents. This does include 100 classified government records. Earlier this week, a judge granted Trump's request for a special master, a third-party attorney who can independently review those documents.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. It'll be clear and comfortable overnight, low 58. Saturday, sun for a while will mix with clouds in the afternoon, the high approaching 80. Rather cloudy on Saturday night, low 66. Humid on Sunday. Some rain is expected in the afternoon and at night, high 80. Showers Monday, there could be a rumble of thunder. Humid, high 78. I'm AccuWeather's Kurt Bobinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Time to switch gears. Let's get back to the fishing. Here, man, I just hope that surf calms down. Mary, Mother of God and the Saints. The past couple of days, I was out. I was LBI all the way up, down Ocean City, up north, Point Pleasant. Man, it is fugly. Speaking of surf, we have a super, super, super duper surf event coming up next weekend, next Saturday, 4th annual American Angler Surf Fishing Tournament on the beaches of Long Beach Island. It is going to be a super, super event. Let's see, the American Angler Group, I think 200 members, 10,000 followers. Join us online right now to talk a few minutes about this super event. I don't know how the guy has any hair left organizing these things. It's Carl Hartman organizes tournaments up and down the Jersey Shore. He's protean. Sometimes I think he's like a paramecium. He splits himself or amoeba, whatever, in all these different directions, but gets it done. Comrade Carl, how you doing, brother?
Excellent. How you doing, Tom?
Lock, cock, and ready to rock is a big event. I had you on, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, to talk about it in the formulation. It is here before you know it. Carl, this event is looking super. Let's just hope the surf calms down. If it does, you guys are going to be judging a lot of fish there, man.
Big time. Yes. So we expect a lot of fish in this tournament, middle of September. That's when it's supposed to rock and roll.
Okay, listen, it's a great day of surf fishing. It's open to the public, starting registration with free coffee and donuts, followed by here we go again, Tom P. I feel myself ballooning nicely. A hearty free lunch, awards ceremony, prizes, raffles for all fishermen after the tournament. Carl, go into the stage of events, please. Go.
Yeah, no problem. What we have is, this is a team and individual tournament under the ASAC rules, the Association of Surf Angling Clubs. It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. We fish for 2.5 hours on the beaches of Long Beach Island, specifically in the Brent Beach area.
Right.
Then we have like a half an hour break, and we move to another spot. You extract what you can out of another spot for 2.5 hours. Then we have an award ceremony, and we feed you. We're going to have sloppy joes. We're going to pull pork and all kinds of other special stuff. It's a fantastic thing. And we have a lot of raffles going on.
Whew.
And I should say, the prizes, raffles and regular prizes, going over $20,000 worth of retail prizes now. So
Carl, it's off the charts. I like that. Now, you said there's a half hour between switching spots?
Yes. That gives everybody a chance to eat a sandwich or a snack, and then they can move to the next spot and get ready for it. Usually about, maybe a mile down the beach or something like that.
Right.
So it's really set up perfectly, you know what I mean?
Now, Carl, cost was 60 per team up until September 5th. So now it's 80 per team. And for individuals, how much is it now?
Yeah, it's $25 for individuals, $15 for kids. And, we're getting a lot of individuals in this tournament. We already got a couple dozen lined up already. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Carl, coming down now, I've seen you at many tournaments, seen you at the shows and whatever. Garnering this number of sponsors, I mean, they must realize, because it's tight, people. It is, believe me, I don't know, promotions ends too. It is tight. Garnering this many prizes and whatever shows the, how strong this tournament is.
Yes. Over years, you develop relationships with these sponsors. And, if you produce for them, they produce for you. And, it works both ways. And so we have accumulated multiple sponsors on different levels, whether the lure manufacturers, fishing rods, coolers, you name it, we got it. So it's all real good things. Even the Casa Del Mar with the sunglasses and stuff, we have them as a major sponsor right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving away 8 sets of Casa Del Mar sunglasses, just so you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
These things start in the mid 200s and go north from there. Well, Carl, what are the eligible fish? What's the dealio?
Oh, pretty much almost everything. The only thing that's really not eligible is skates, but anything that's over 10 inches is now recordable and gathers points in the ASAC surf point system. Mm-hmm. So it could be a shad, it could be a bluefish, it could be a kingfish, it could be a striper if they come down that early. It could be an odd fish. You never know what it could be, but that's a rule change that happened about 2 years ago. And so pretty much almost everything except skates. And, dogfish count too, but it's a point depending if they're over 10 inches.
Hey, listen, it's the 4th annual American Angler Surf Fishing Tournament on the beaches of lovely Long Beach Island next Saturday, September 17th. Again, Carl, pre-registration is when and where?
It's over at the Surf City Volunteer Fire Department. That's 713 North Beach Boulevard. Okay. It starts at 6 a.m. and fishing starts at 7, but I'll probably be there a little earlier expecting a larger crowd. And again, we're going to have free coffee and donuts donated by Stop and Shop for anybody that comes in. And, we'll be all ready with our computers and you name it. So it's good.
Carl, what about the beach buggy people, the beach trucks? What's the deal with that? They got to pay or what?
Yeah. We got the beach buggy pass waived for the entire tournament, and there's 4 entrances that we can go to and get onto the beach. Pretty much a 3-mile, 4-mile stretch, and everybody who registers in the tournament gets a free beach buggy pass. The only thing I suggest is, it's this time of the year. It's middle of September. there's going to be some, you know, sunbathers and stuff. You've got to be very careful. So when you come on and off the beach or move your truck in any way, please, please be very careful. That's why we've got to get off the beach pretty early. So that's, it's all good. It's all good. We got it all down pat.
Point well taken, Carl. This is a seamless operation tournament. I mean, yeah, little glitches here and there, but when Hartman and his crew do it, and they do it right. So, Carl, listen, good luck with this. So, how many How many expecting? I'm thinking hundreds. I'm thinking hundreds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hundreds. I mean, you know, COVID hit us pretty hard the last couple of years, but it's coming back strong. And like I said, we have over $20,000 worth of fishing retail prizes to be given out. So it should be pretty good. And, you know, on Facebook right now, we have over 600 people interested in the tournament. So we'll see what happens.
And, Carl, as you know, listen, be it a boat tournament, you know, beach tournament, bay tournament, whatever, there's always last-minute people making that decision, and they're looking at the weather. Okay, right. It's going to be good. So yeah, let's do this tournament. So I'm thinking gas lines like in the 70s, man.
I'm hoping. That's why we picked the middle of September. We'll see.
And you have great fishing opportunities. Still plenty of fluke in the surf, and that season goes into what, September 20th, 22nd, or something like that.
So I think it's the 27th or something 27th. Like that.
Carl, you're going to be man. The guys are going to be busy, man. And it's a good kind of busy. So everyone's going to have a good time. People go. It's worth it. What a day on the beach. I'll tell you, although my surf fishing experience is as limited as it is, the uglier the weather, sometimes the better the fishing.
Yes, that could be, you know, it depends on what you're going for and what you're targeting. Yeah. But listen, we have about 50 volunteers doing this for my club.
Wow.
And you know, I want to thank the big sponsors when I get a chance here, because some of them are huge. Okay, Fireplaces Plus, JT Brooks, Century Rod, huge. They're donating basically $4,000 worth of stuff. Miller wow. Insurance, Shimano, Fisherman Magazine, The Shoe Store, Porter Rod, Tika, St. Croix, TFO, Costa Del Mar, as I said before, Stop and Shop, I think I said before, you know, and Surf City Bait and Tackle, and all the little tackle shops on the island, Fisherman's Headquarters, Jingles, all of them are participating in it. So it's a fantastic day.
Tell me about this Guppy Lure Company.
Guppy Lures. Oh, that's Wayne Hess up in New England, and he's a big Cape Cod Canal guy, but he's a supreme lure manufacturer. Mm-hmm. He's been a sponsor in the past. He's always given us a handful of his lures, and they create such a stir. It's incredible.
Hey, listen, it's the 4th Annual American Anglers Surf Fishing Tournament. It's going to be Saturday, September 17th. Sign up. It's going to be a super time. President Hartman, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. One of these days, can we fish together? I need some tips, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tom, for your time and your audience.
Oh, listen, by the way, Hartman is known unofficially as the Surf Swami. Or Swami of the Suds, one of those two. So he does get to fish every once in a while. That's why I asked him. Carl, take care, man. God spares. We'll see you next week. If I'm there, you better double up on that ShopRite donut order, brother.
You got it. And bagels. We got bagels. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much, Tom.
You're killing me with the bagels. They just threw me a curve. Now I have to. Now it's going to be a split decision, Hartman.
All right, no problem.
Take care, brother. For more information, where do they go, Carl? Go one more time.
www.AmericanAnglerUS.com.
Okay, Carl. Take care. We'll see you next week, man. Be good.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. I can tell you, I've seen this guy Hartman all over. And I've been in the industry a long time, and this guy is a whirling dervish, man. He is everywhere, and they run tournaments like nobody's business. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Any trade. Bring any trade to Matt Flat Nissan, and AJ the Trade Man will give you more for your trade so you can drive away with peace of mind with Matt Flat Nissan's exclusive 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt. Blatt Nissan.
So cash in your vehicle now before it's too late and drive home in a new Nissan today. Because if you have a job clearing $350 per week, you can be approved today with zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and 1.9% financing. Stuck in a loan or lease? Matt Blatt Nissan will get you released. Just because you don't see your new Nissan on the lot doesn't mean you can't drive it home tomorrow. Matt Blatt Nissan.com. Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle. Interest accrues from date of sale. Not all will qualify. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlattNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 10-6-22. It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at USPSConnect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 10th and 11th. Again, earlier in the program, we had John Erndl, president of UBNJ, with the Mentored Deer Hunt coming up. Now, early bow is on until September 30th in certain DMZs around the state. The regular season opens up October 1st, and that still means here, especially in the southern tier counties, really thick cover. And even though you may have a great shot on a whitetail, sometimes the blood trail, and not just blood, more involved with that, tracking that deer can be nigh impossible. Join us on the line right now, very special guest. Hey, man, did you ever hear of the deer tracking dog group? They were blood trackers, but again, he's going to explain. It's not so much about blood. It's been around in Jersey now 3 or 4 years, I guess, maybe a little longer. And we had some guests on the Rack and Fin Radio line over the years. Darren Duran was one about, again, when it's really tough, when there are no signs, a dog is, that's totally legal, a dog is the way most of the time they will find that whitetail for you, especially in this thick cover. We have a South Jersey specialist here right now, Robbie Giacopello. He covers Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Ocean, and Salem counties. And we got thick cover throughout. He's going to explain how this dog tracking system works. Robbie, thanks for joining us, little brother. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Thanks for having us.
More than welcome. First of all, how is that Bavarian Mountain Dog Rip doing?
He's doing great, man. He's doing great. He's definitely ready to rock for the season. Put a lot of work in with him on the off season. He's ready to go, man.
Well, Rob, here's the question. You know, you always hear the term blood trackers. Go on. We have a few minutes here. Go into it. It's more, a lot more than the blood. Or is the blood even a factor in there?
Yeah, the blood's good for the human eye, but as far as for the dog's sake, they really, they more so lock in on the hoof of the deer has an interdigital gland in it. And, you know, it's pumping out pheromones and scent. Telling the dog that deer is wounded and it's going to fatally die. The gland can tell the dog more than what we know. It's the dog will react to it. If the dog is like my dog will whine and whimper and start running hard. If that gland's telling the dog that the deer's alive, if it's a wow. fatal hit, and he'll track it nice and slow and do his thing and usually comes out successful if it's a fatal hit.
Robbie, I was involved with one of these. I found it utterly fascinating watching the dog. And a lot of times, the dog wasn't even in view. The handler, owner, whatever, was in full control of us. And finding the deer in this most god-awful cover was absolutely amazing. How do you train a dog to do that?
There's several ways. we have most of the guys that I know, and myself included, we have shoes that we can wear to do practice tracks for the dogs. And we can actually take from our recoveries, we can save the hooves from deer because they have that gland smell in them.
Uh-huh.
And we can clip them right into our shoes, and we can walk out practice lines for the dogs, and that helps them learn, you know, the interdigital scent gland scent. And they're, you know, once they lock in on that, they can, brush doesn't really become a factor for them. They can work their way right through it as long as we can keep up with them.
Well, Robbie, is a breed important? I mean, I've seen and photos of Dachshunds, Labs, whatever. And I understand your dog, the Bavarian Mountain Hound, is bred specifically for this. Do they have to be trained from pups? Can they be, you know, a year old, 2 years old? What's the deal?
I mean, training them from pups, I feel, definitely helps them in the long run. You know, they get more years under their belt to mature at what they do. However, any dog can really do it. You know, there's other trackers in New Jersey that have, you know, mutts, dogs that they just rescued, and no special breed. They're just mutts, and they're very good dogs.
Well, now, there are 28 on the roster. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the deer hunting section. There's a full list. We're speaking with Robbie Giacopello, 609-214-5995. He handles the counties of Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Ocean, and Salem. Robbie, the $64,000 question. I arrow a deer. I'm looking. I find my arrow. I'm looking for some blood, and then everything stops. Do I try to follow? Do I back off when dog... you know, is necessary, deemed necessary. What does a hunter do or not do to not mess things up?
I would say first things first, just sit back and think about your shot. Think about how confident you are about it. If you're second guessing yourself, I would 100% call one of the certified dogs in New Jersey. Do not bring your whole family or your group of friends in to come and look for the deer, because people don't understand it. But when you have five guys walk down a blood trail, and then guy one goes straight, guy two goes right, guy three goes left, then guy four and five hang back, that's now five blood trails for that dog to figure out. So you really don't want to do that. For some reason, if the dog is unsuccessful, so be it. Bring your friends and try to grid search it. But if the dog doesn't find it, it's going to be hard for a human to find it.
Listen, especially in this super thick cover in the southern tier counties. I mean, statewide, you got some nasty cover everywhere. But it's so mm-hmm. apropos down here in South Jersey, Robbie, and a lot of guys, I need a dog. It's like an ego thing. I don't know if I want to do that. I saw a couple of guys actually shamed. You know, you look at the social media stuff and like, what are you doing? As long as a deer gets recovered, to me, that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And that's why all 28 of us are out here trying to find deer.
Listen,
recover their deer.
Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the deer hunting. I'll tell you, who got paid for this? The new revised website. What was wrong with the old website? It was perfectly easy to navigate. Well, Rob, you know me, I have no computer skills whatsoever. In fact, my computer's in the next office, hoping a guy's going to help me out to fix it. But anyway, the roster is there. There's 28 strong. We have Robbie Giacopello, 609-214-5995. He covers Atlantic, he and Rip, his Bavarian Mountain Hound, cover Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Ocean, and Salem counties. Okay, well, Robbie, take care. Hopefully I get to meet you one day this fall in hopefully not in a trailing zone, but anything is possible. You take care. Best of all, and hope to see you in the field, man.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, man. Hopefully we do get to catch up this year.
We'll see you, Robbie.
See ya.
Yeah, his deer tracking thing is just fascinating. And, again, I'll never forget this. If you can't find a deer, you don't belong in the woods. Well, sometimes it happens. And the use, thank God, they legalized the use of a dog has recovered many, many deer. That was it for this week on Rack and Fin. Ready with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Get out and enjoy. Rack and Fin Radio.